This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Russia says that a military transport plane that was carrying 65 Ukrainian prisoners of war has crashed in a Russian region near Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
The governor of the Belgorod region says all those aboard were killed. It wasn't immediately clear what caused the crash. The governor hasn't said how many people were on the plane or who exactly they were. It also isn't immediately clear what caused the crash in the Belgorod region. The Associated Press, too, could not confirm who was aboard the plane, and Ukrainian officials cautioned against sharing unverified information. A Russian state news agency, citing the ministry, is reporting the POWs were being transported to the border region for a prisoner exchange. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres Tuesday said, quote, "It was unacceptable for Israel's government to reject a two-state solution to its conflict with Palestinians." VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
Trump easily won Tuesday's Republican primary in New Hampshire.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times.
The United Nations Secretary General warned that Israel's rejection of a two-state solution would embolden extremists everywhere.
The entire population of Gaza is enduring destruction at a scale and speed without parallel in recent history. Nothing can justify the collective punishment of the Palestinian people.
A 15-member UN Security Council has long backed the idea of two states living side by side inside secure and accepted borders. The Palestinians want a state in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and Gaza Strip, all territory captured by Israel in 1967. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
This is VOA News. Former President Donald Trump is ramping up the pressure on his main GOP opponent to get out of the presidential race. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
Trump easily won Tuesday's Republican primary in New Hampshire.
You know, we won New Hampshire three times now, three.
But he used his victory speech to attack former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley, who finished second.
Let's not have somebody take a victory when she had a very bad night.
Haley is the last major challenger now that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has ended his presidential bid. But Haley says she's staying in.
The first party to retire, its 80-year-old candidate, is going to be the party that wins this election.
I'm Donna Warner.
North Korea appears to have torn down a huge arch in its capital that symbolized reconciliation with South Korea a week after leader Kim Jong-un dismissed decades of hopes for peaceful reunification with the war-divided peninsula's south, according to satellite photos analyzed by the Associated Press on Wednesday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un last week described the Pyongyang monument as a, quote, eyesore, while declaring that the North was abandoning long-standing goals of peaceful unification with South Korea. South Africa police said on Wednesday that they have arrested a man who had confessed to his involvement in starting a Johannesburg fire in August that killed 77 people in a dilapidated downtown building. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
Police said in a statement that the 29-year-old man would face charges of arson, 77 counts of murder, and 120 of attempted murder when he soon appears before a court. He had confessed to involvement in starting the blaze, the statement said, at an inquiry into the tragedy. The fire broke out on August 31st in a dilapidated building crammed with mostly foreign migrants. It was one of the worst disasters in living memory in South Africa's economic hub. Many of the dead were burned beyond recognition. The deaths shed light on the unsafe conditions in which many poor people live in Johannesburg's city centre. People there are charged fees to stay in dozens of abandoned buildings that have been taken over by criminal groups.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. French farmers are staging protests across the country and in Brussels against low wages and what they consider to be excessive regulation, mounting costs, and other problems. Roadblocks are spreading in many French regions one day after a farmer and her daughter died due to a traffic collision at a protest barricade. Some farmers are planning to protest in Brussels, home to EU headquarters. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.